Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And once again, we are coming at you from Salazar and Dillard Funeral Chapel in beautiful Visalia, California. Remember to trust the pros, trust Salazar and Dillard. Our next recipe is absolutely one of my favorite things, and I've come to love this dish more and more every day just because it's super easy to make. I take that back. It's easy ingredients. However, the technique, which I'm going to teach you guys right now, will have every single one of you cooking like a pro. And I am talking about macaroons, which realistically is an almond cookie. I've seen it done with pistachios and with pecans and with macadamia nuts. However, the almond one is always the best one. It's the traditional one. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need are 3 egg whites. Now, if you're not familiar with whipping egg whites, you have to remember there's the peaks, soft peaks, and hard peaks. Now, what a peak is, it actually, we want to have like the peak of a mountain. Now, I know in California, it's been a while since we've seen a lot of snow on our mountains, but that's what you want to visualize is, does it look like the peak of a mountain? And when you turn your mixing utensil, whether it be a an egg beater or you're using a stand mixer, you want to make sure that they hold their peak. So when you lift up with a spoon this beautiful whipped egg, is it holding its peak? Because if it is, then it's good to go. We're going to add in 1/4 cup of white sugar, 1 2/3 cup of sugar. So now the 1/4 cup of white sugar is going to get mixed in with your egg whites. The 1 2/3 cup of sugar is going to get mixed in with your ground almond. Now what we are going to do is we're going to fold all that mixture together. Once we fold that mixture together, we're going to put that in a piping bag. And I like to let my piping bag sit for at least 10 minutes with the mixture in it. And we are just going to make perfect little rounds. Once we make our perfect rounds, we are then going to add them into our oven. I like to have the oven at least at 375 to 400 degrees. And with every macaroon, it's always different. You never know what you're going to get. Personally, I think that if you are going to put a little bit of chocolate or something in between, you want them almost to look like little hamburgers. It's really, really awesome. And just watch them. Usually about good 15 to 17 minutes and they're done. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, give me a like at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and keep following everything we're doing at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef on Facebook. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.